Does getting older for you mean more eye strain, eye fatigue, discomfort? As you age, your eyes may lose the nutrients they need for healthy function. If you're over 40, you're invited to try OcuBoost, a complete natural supplement for healthy eyes. OcuBoost helps replenish the nutrients your eyes need to support healthy vision, so you start seeing a real difference. And OcuBoost helps reduce occurrences of eye strain and eye fatigue. It even helps support healthy function in the macula of your eye. When you call right now, you'll get started on a 30-day risk-free trial of OcuBoost, because we feel that seeing is believing. Just call 1-800-805-8341. If you're over 40 and you're living with more eye strain, eye fatigue, or discomfort, call for your risk-free trial of OcuBoost. Just call 1-800-805-8341. That's 1-800-805-8341. Call 1-800-805-8341.
This paid commercial may not represent the views of Hubbard Broadcasting Incorporated or Federal News Radio. Statements and opinions of this broadcast are solely those of individual contributors or advertisers as indicated. Federal News Radio does not take responsibility for those statements or opinions and accepts no responsibility or liability for any inaccuracy, errors, or omissions reported during this program.
Everybody get ready for Foodie and the Beast with David and Nikki Nellis. A foodie born and bred, my wife Nikki loves chatting up chefs, dining out, and insider industry buzz.
And my husband David thinks a great meal is nothing but a good burger, a frosty brew, and a check for under $20, because he is cheap.
Well, maybe so, but Foodie married Beast anyway, and together we've got the food and wine variety show that has everyone talking.
It's Foodie and the Beast, and we are on now.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Foodie and the Beast. We are back live at the fabulous Union Market right off of 5th Street Northeast. And if you're listening, you better come down here right now. Not only is there always great food and fun down here, but there's a great activity all day. We're going to get you ready for Super Bowl Sunday with all kinds of seminars and food tastings and cooking demos and all that. So you got to come down here. If you're not down here,
I think you should explain it a little better. It's a do-it-yourself Super Bowl party. So everything you need to throw a fabulous Super Bowl party is going to be taught here. There'll be live demos all day, and we are kicking it off with some of the best vendors here at the market.
Did I not explain it?
No, you didn't. You didn't do a very good job at all.
All right. So we've got some great guests today. The Union Market Development is the brainstorm of Eden's. They're the developer that's really changing the face of D.C. and also my area of the world out in Merrifield with the Mosaic development. And Eden's Steve Boyle is with us to talk about Union Market. And he brought Bill Caldwell, who is the genius designer that designed this whole place. Am I right? Are you a genius? Say yes.
Say yes. Yes. All right. Yes. Exactly.
All right. And we're going to be talking to vendors.
Not according to his wife.
We're going to be talking to vendors here from Union Market all day. Why don't you run that
down?
Well,
so let's talk about who we'll be talking to today and who will be doing demos later on in the day that you're absolutely going to want to see. So we've got J.P. Sabater. He is with Rappahannock Oysters. He's going to show you how to shuck a hoister. It's not
that hard. He's a shucker.
He's a shucker.
A hoister.
Of an oyster.
He'll shuck and hoist.
So we've got J.P. coming on. Carolyn Strumberg, you know her well from Righteous Cheese. We're going to talk about cheese and beer pairings. And Nate Anda has opened up his Red Apron Butchery. It is so fabulous, and he's going to come up with lots of tasty and meaty treats for us to taste and for you to serve at your own Super Bowl party.
And we've got Dorian Brown from Neopal Smoker. He's coming in to talk about all kinds of stuff. You can cold smoke and hot smoke stuff. Who knew that?
Yeah, because you just smoke stuff.
If they just put it in front of me, I'll smoke it. But he'll be coming on to talk about that. And the folks from Cordial Fine Wines are coming on. Cordial just opened.
Yep.
And even though it's called Cordial Fine Wines, we're going to be talking beers for Super Bowl, because who drinks wine watching the Super Bowl? No?
Right. Well, I'm drinking wine. But anyway, if you've been down to the market, then you know who's mixing up some of the coolest cocktails here.
Oh, I thought it was she was mixed up.
People do say that, but they don't know her really well. Gina Tersavani, you know her from Hank's and also her fabulous Buffalo and Bergen right here in Union Market. She is making bagels, making knishes, and today she's going to show us how to make some great cocktails,
Gina,
for your Super Bowl party.
Come over here and give me a little knish, okay?
I'm having a little knish on the cheek.
All right, listen, so Last time we were here, Buffalo and Bergen was a bunch of construction stuff, and now it's popped open. Tell everybody what you got going on there, because it's a mix.
So Buffalo and Bergen is primarily it's a soda bar, but what we've been doing, the New York theme, so we started off doing Knishes, and then the Knishes kind of evolved themselves into a stuffed sandwich. So we have everything from Reuben, short rib, pulled pork barbecue inside the Knish.
I just drooled all over my...
I was going to say, that doesn't sound traditional.
And the, that is spit, right?
It is for the Gentiles. It's the Gentile traditional Knish. And then we've added a new treat. We have New York water bagels, which we make the dough in New York, boil them there, bring them down here frozen, and then we actually dress them and bake them every morning. So when you come into Union Market, the wafting smell of a New York bagel is everywhere.
It is.
When we get into the show, you got to explain because... You know, New York water, you wouldn't drink New York water normally if you had to.
But I'll bake with it.
If you fell in the
but
Hudson.
But you need it for
so
the bagels and
I want
the
to know what it does to bagels, yeah.
All right. Is he dogging our water?
Yes.
I mean, it's just different water. We got hard water down here and soft water in New York, and it makes a difference.
All right, totally. You're going to be mixing up cocktails, too. What's the first thing you're putting together?
So we're going to do a beer cocktail, which is really, really simple. It's basically Shine White Whiskey, Marigold Tea, and then Brooklyn Lager and a bit of lemon. But if you were going to, so this is a do-it-yourself Super Bowl party, you could actually make this, the mix, keep it on the side, and have your friends add their beer to it at your house.
Beer in a cocktail, I don't think a lot of people think of that. They think, I'll just drink a beer. So what made you decide to put the beer in, just to sell it, because it makes sense?
Because I go to a lot of Super Bowl parties, and I don't want to drink just the beer.
And after a while, nobody can tell. That's
right.
Yeah, it's in this glass, I'll drink them both.
I think, it's just carbonation. Like you've been drinking, everyone drinks tonics and soda water and seltzer with their cocktails.
Right.
Beer is just another way of carbinating with a different flavor.
Just some bubbles. All right, we'll get to mixing.
Well, I'm here to give up my body to that drink.
Excellent.
So.
All right, and so Steve and Bill, we want to talk to you guys. Steve, we kind of wanted you on because we wanted you to sort of welcome everybody to Union Market.
It wasn't my good looks.
No, it was part of it.
I thought so.
I can always rely on you.
All these people here in the market who can hear you, and for those on air, I mean, if they haven't been down here yet, tell them a little bit about the brainchild of what Union Market is.
So we discovered the place about 7 years.
You have to put up your mic. Put up your mic. There we go.
7 years ago, we came here and we said, wow, there's 20 cranes in the air at NoMa. Mm-hmm. Nothing going on here other than all kinds of trucking. At the end of the day, it's about a 44-acre area, and not a soul lives here at arguably the gateway to the most powerful city in the country. Mm-hmm. And so for us, it felt like an amazing opportunity to really build something, create a place based upon historic authenticity, and to create a neighborhood with a fundamental focus on passion, mm-hmm. creativity, and... Really, this is the spark for what we hope to create long-term for a place for D.C., another place for D.C. that hopefully elevates D.C. from what is, what I would tell you, an incredible city to a world-class level.
Well, there's nothing else like it in the city. So.
Well, also, but when you say 44 acres, you're not just talking about Union Market. I mean, you're talking about this larger area.
Correct.
So what is the design plan that you all have in mind?
Think Meatpacking District.
In New York City.
New York City, mm-hmm. exactly. Pearl District in Portland's also been an inspiration.
Mm-hmm.
The Distillery District in Toronto, also another inspiration. There's multiple places around the world where you see older neighborhoods, or in this case, warehouse districts that have been revitalized,
mm-hmm.
where the integration of residential, retail, while holding on to the authentic sort of meatpacking, trucking, food fundamentals stay in place.
So you want to keep the integrity.
Absolutely.
But build it up to something like this. Bill, tell us a little bit about how you came up with the design for this place, because it's so unique for this area. I mean, and D.C. in general. I mean, there's nothing like this here.
I think as Steve pointed out, several things led to the design of the market itself. If you back to what Steve said earlier about the history of the place is really based on food, you know, mm-hmm. from the early 1930s when the place started being developed. And then eventually this building that we're in now was built in the late 60s as a market. And, you know, over time it evolved and we had the opportunity to purchase the property and renovate it over the past year. What drove the design primarily is our experience in going to markets literally all around the world. Markets in this city, Ferry Terminal in San Francisco,
mm-hmm.
Pike's Place Market in Seattle, markets in New York, and then also all around Europe as well, in you know, the, even in Baltimore, we took some inspiration from those places.
Well, let me ask you about what's on the horizon, because to build out 44 acres takes just a little bit of time. So you're going to have a mixed-use neighborhood here. What else is coming?
David, there's a lot of plans, and it's sausage-making time, pun intended.
We have. You already have Ready for Butchery. What
exactly.
are you talking about?
We really feel that the 44 acres is an organic process that we're going through, which will involve a number of folks and other developers, other property owners. But for us right now, our first residential building, which will have retail on the ground floor, will occur at the corner of 4th and Florida Avenue. So that'll be the first one. That we'll deliver residents to. We've purchased several other properties in the market. We have multiple plans for entertainment, theaters, restaurants. This will become...
Oh, my God, the people from XM will finally have somewhere to go for lunch.
Well, they do now, actually. No,
well, sort of.
Ah, Gina, nice looking bagel.
Look at that, Gina. A bagel. Has everybody had a bagel yet this morning?
Here,
when
I'll
you come to the
Steve.
Market,
can
you
right.
have to come
it?
And have huh? a bagel.
So I just want to say, we've got to remind people, we're down live at Union Market.
Later
the
on today.
Fabulous. Well, wait. You know what? You're putting on me, man.
I know.
You're stepping
you're
to me. You know what
the
I'm
right
saying?
Things.
Back
yes.
down.
Okay, go ahead.
So come on down, because we've got the show live here today. And then all day, there's a whole raft of activities to help you get ready for your Super Bowl celebration. Salt and Sundry is going to teach you how to set up your table right.
Amanda McClements is going to be
Harvey's Markets has sandwiches to talk about. We got cheeses. We got Rappahannock oysters. Okay. You got to come down here. It's going to be an amazing day.
Okay. So both of you, we want to thank you so much for letting us come in again and have a show. And we're really excited.
He begged me.
Yeah.
I'm not above that.
I know.
Hey, listen, thanks, guys. We really appreciate it.
No, we're thrilled to be here.
Great
All
fun.
Right.
All right.
Thank you guys so much. All right, we're going to bring up JP.
Where's JP?
You got to come
Sabatier,
up here, honey.
Mon ami.
I mean, I'd love for you to stand down thing. There, but you got to come up here right. to make it happen.
All right, and I do have to say, Gina Trisavani laid.
JP, take late, Steve's place.
You're talking. Okay. Laid a beautiful bagel with egg and ham and prosciutto or whatever's in here.
Hi,
it's gorgeous.
Thank you.
And I'm going to eat this thing.
Look at that. Hi, JP.
Hi. How
we
are you?
We have JP Sabatier with Rappahannock Oysters. And JP, just for those who haven't been down to the market yet and who haven't been able to get into your bar over there at Rappahannock because it's always so busy, tell everybody what you guys are doing over there.
So we have delicious food, starting with that. We have
some
crab cakes that we brought over for you guys.
They're
and
gorgeous.
We also have all these... really, really great oysters that we farm ourselves. You know, we were initially an oyster farm, and due to the success of our oysters and the popularity, mm-hmm. We were able to branch out and really start going into restaurants and open oyster bars and, you know, do some really, really great food with some really great chefs and some really amazing local
Thank you.
Local farmers, local everything. You know, we like to try and keep it local, as local as possible.
Well, so let me ask you, so for, like, shucking oysters, I think most people would not think, let me get a bunch of oysters, bring it to the house, and shuck them for a Super Bowl party. I think people are afraid.
Right.
So for those of you who are here, you can watch. JP is going to shuck an oyster, and he's going to tell you exactly how to do it. So walk us through it.
So there's two different types of ways of shucking oysters, right?
Mm-hmm.
So there's a... you can chuck it through the front, which is actually called the Chesapeake stabbing method, which is what I actually found out today. I didn't even know that. And then
okay.
there's shucking from the hinge. I like to shuck from the hinge, which is from the back.
Okay.
All you really want to do, it's really not that difficult. You have your oyster knife, mm-hmm. oyster shucker. We actually sell them at the bar.
Okay.
And you just put it, there's a little like crevice that goes in through the back.
Mm-hmm.
And you always want to make sure you're using a towel or something to kind of just protect as well as protect your hand.
Okay.
You just go in through the back, put your oyster knife in there, and find that little crevice. And
wait for the scream.
Right. Who screamed? JP's or the
no,
oysters?
No, the oysters.
They do. They're still alive when you're shucking them, so.
Aww,
that's not nice.
That doesn't sound very nice. All right.
No, let me
Why
get
Why are
it.
We having problems with that one?
It's just got too much shell in it. This
okay.
one's a little easier. See?
Now, how do you make sure that the oyster is clean? You know, like sometimes you have an oyster and it's a little gritty, and sometimes you have it and they're perfectly clean. Is there...
Oysters. Wait a minute.
I opened like four oysters before coming over here to practice.
The radio is theater of the mind. I want you to know out there that the oysters are fighting back. They're standing their ground.
I am not going to be shocked today.
That oyster just bit the end of the knife off.
Look at this.
Well,
look
while
this.
He's doing that, we have to say, because when you come down to Union Market, there's a ton of food and a ton of fun. when you go over to Rappahannock, they don't just have, they've got great crab cakes, they've got great oysters that they farm themselves. They also have a dish called lambs and clams.
Which is our favorite.
It is the most delicious thing ever.
Okay, can you let JP finish and answer my question?
No, keep talking, because this is really embarrassing right now.
I'm buying him time, Nick.
Okay. But how do you make sure the oysters are clean inside? Can you tell us?
So what you're basically looking for is you're looking for just kind of an ocean smell. When you smell an oyster, it smells kind of like the ocean.
Right.
If it smells like, you're gonna know when an oyster's bagged.
But
it's
you
like
understand
really
what I mean?
Pungent.
Like, but you know how sometimes they're gritty? Is there something you can do to make sure an oyster is not gritty?
You want to continue, like, yeah, cleaning your knife continuously. Because
okay.
When you go in, see how I just, like, went into the shell here?
Yes.
Sometimes the shell that you use the knife to go into sneaks into the oyster, and you want to make sure that you're constantly, like, wiping your knife and being as clean as possible. Because
okay.
When you go in again, you can drag some of that.
You did
some
it.
Of that.
Go.
Okay, we have to take a quick break.
Okay.
When we come back.
And an oyster.
And an
has
oyster
been
has appeared. Yay!
Thank the Lord. And let the angels sing.
All right, this is David and Nikki Nellis. We are live at Union Market. They are going to be doing do it yourself demos all day long.
For Super Bowl.
All for Super Bowl. We'll be back in just a sec.
Union Market is becoming DC's go to place for fresh, delicious everything, especially American lamb. Increasingly, chefs and home cooks find American lamb to be the perfect balance of flavor and nutrition. American lamb is easy to cook and brings variety to your table. The American Lamb Board reminds you to look for American lamb year-round at Harris Teeter. And don't miss Craig Rogers' signature Border Springs Farm Lamb at DC's spectacular new Union Market.
I'm Beyonce with an important message about hunger in America. Did you know 1 in 8 people struggle with hunger? Over 12 million children live in homes where there isn't always enough food. Food banks are experiencing more demand than ever. Show Your Helping Hand is a nationwide campaign with the goal of helping Feeding America deliver millions of meals to local food banks. Please join me in showing a helping hand to fight hunger. More information is available at showyourhelpinghand.com.
Congratulations on landing the job. I'm really excited for you.
Thanks. How's your search going?
The job market's tight. I mean, I can barely get an interview.
Yeah.
And I've got student loans to deal with. You're lucky, you know. The National Guard paid your loans off.
Luck? The Guard was a smart decision, one you can still make.
The National Guard Student Loan Repayment Program can pay up to $50,000 of your existing student loans. Get the details at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the D.C. National Guard, aired by the Maryland, D.C. Delaware Broadcasters Association and this station.
I'm on a mission to spread the word about COPD through music. COPD stands for chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. My grandfather suffered from symptoms of it, and COPD is the fourth leading cause of death in the U.S. I'm Billy Ray Cyrus, and I drive for COPD. Looks like people are starting to get the message. Anyone age 35 and older who has smoked as little as 100 cigarettes could be at risk. Visit driveforcopd.com today and talk to your doctor.
Foodie and the Beast live at the fabulous Union Market here on 5th Street Northeast. While we were off for commercial, JP,
he got those oysters open.
He got the oysters to give it up. And I heard them go, take me, JP. And that was it. This food is great. So let's talk a little bit about what you would do for Super Bowl. If I came to you and said, I'm having 15 people over, what are we going to do?
All right. So I think, just to do something different, because, there's a lot of, like, Super Bowl standards everybody has, the chili and this and that. But
right.
I think something really is cool, you already have a grill. Grab some oysters. All you have to do is throw oysters on the grill. On the shell. The shell is the cooking. Like, they cook through the shell, steam through it, get the oysters.
How long do you put them on for?
Like, about 2 to 3 minutes. And they literally pop up right open, so you won't have what I just happened to you. The shell will open
itself. Oh, so they know what to do.
Yeah, they know what to do.
They're like fire.
Or come over over to the stand, over to the Rappahannock Oyster Bar, and we're actually selling some crab meat by the pint, and you can just make nice little crab cake sliders. Switch it up a little bit. Instead of mini burgers or this or that, we have crab cake sliders that you can just put on a saute pan real quickly, get them nice and hot. They don't have any breading. They don't have, anything that's kind of just there to make them or to any It's all literally crab meat. It's all crab meat. It's back in jumbo lump. It's delicious. So.
Well, I think some people are afraid of making their own crab cakes because they want to do it correctly.
Right.
So how do you do it? How much filler do you put in? Or you don't put in any?
There's literally no filler. There's a little bit of mayonnaise to bind it, but it's all jumbo lump and back fin crab meat.
Okay.
And a little bit of... A little bit of mayonnaise, lemon juice, and salt and pepper.
So you can buy it by the pound at Rappahannock?
You can buy it already pre-made, the one that we use at the market. Or if you go over, you can get fresh crab meat over at the other fish market.
Oh, so you can already buy it. So all you have to do is...
Just get it together and put it in the saute pan, heat it up.
Fabulous. All right, JP.
Thank you so
much. Thank you so much.
So listen, wait. Oh. Before you go, where are you guys on the web? If I want to order stuff for Super Bowl, can I hit you on the web?
Absolutely, roysters.com, or you can go over to the Rappahannock Oyster Bar, and we'll sell you unshucked oysters as well.
Awesome. All right. Good. Now go back and practice.
All right.
All right. So now we've got Gina Trisavani back with us.
Gina, this cocktail was delicious. That
bagel was delicious.
I didn't think I would like it because the thought of beer in a cocktail does not sound appetizing, but it was delicious. What a great idea.
It's the tea. It's the
Who
tea
knew you could cook too? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know. I just got on the line for a second. It's very convenient to have you right next to where we're working instead of being in the studio, because at least I know when I can jump in the line.
Try and stick around. This is live radio. So. Yeah.
Well, I have Mike Isabella yelling at me. All right.
Well, that sounds like Mike.
Yeah.
I hear you.
Yeah.
All right. So what's next?
All right. So the next one is it's another beer cocktail, but this one is called Purple Passion. You got to give it up to the Ravens. They're going to the Super Bowl.
Boo.
So we're going to do a cocktail from, if it was the Redskins, I'd be all over it. Unfortunately, I'm a Giants fan. I'm still from New York.
Boo,
so
boo.
What are you going to do?
Boo.
So this cocktail is a Small's Gin, which is an American dry gin. Mm-hmm. Fresh Concord grape that we processed in September, cryovacked it. And we have it all. It's all from New York State.
Okay.
And then we're going to do a little bit of Shipyard Light, which is just a light-style craft beer.
Okay.
And a bit of lemon, and that's it.
All right, terrific. Now, Gina, tell us a little bit about your knishes and bagels and your sodas that you're serving at Buffalo and Bergen.
All right, so the sodas, it all started with my mom.
Right.
My mom was a big, egg cream fanatic. So all the sodas are all natural. Everything is made during the season and then cryovacked and kept. So we have... I know where my raspberries are from. My blueberries are specific from Maine because they're literally some of, the best blueberries that you can get. And then we do, the egg creams. We make our own chocolate syrup. I know some people would say that Ubetz is the way to make to use for the traditional egg cream. But back in the day, they used real sugar, and now they use corn syrup, so it doesn't taste the same.
Okay.
So we make our own chocolate.
I think we better try an egg cream before we leave, don't you?
I think
we're
going to
do it, too.
I know my daughter loves your soda, so I've got orders on what to order before we leave, so I can come back with a soda for her, because she's not here today.
All right. Well, while you're whipping that bad boy up, we're going to start talking with Carolyn Stromberg from Righteous Cheese. And we've known you. We've known you since you had the Cheese Cave out at National Harbor.
Yeah.
And I guess we could say you are the queen of cheeses? Oh, wait, we're fixing her headset now.
I'll take that. I'll take queen of cheese.
I wanted you to name this place What a Friend We Have in Cheeses, but you wouldn't do it.
It could be offensive to some people.
Yeah, it could be.
Well, and I just want people to know, people who are in the market, they are handing out samples of the crab cakes today. So if you want to come sit down over here and get some samples of what Gina's pouring and of the crab cake that they're serving at Rappahannock, come on over. They're handing them out right now.
All right. Tell us, give us the overview of the cheese. It's like a cheese mini market here.
Yeah, we have a double-sided cheese shop. On one side, we have about 80 different cheeses, mm-hmm. all artisanal, small batch, handmade cheeses from all over the world, all over the U.S., and we can give you a taste of almost anything we got before you take it home.
I'll take it.
And then we have our bar where we do cheese and wine and cheese and beer pairings, mm-hmm. So that all the guesswork is taken out for you.
All right.
But when we were here last time, you were just serving at the bar. You had not opened the market yet.
Right.
So how are you filling up the cheeses in the market? Like, how are you picking them out? What is it you're looking for? You're just looking for a wide variety.
Well, there are, just like when you're putting together a wine list for a restaurant or for a shop, there are certain categories you have to fill. So we want to make sure to have the firm cheeses, soft cheeses, everything in between, cow, sheep, goat's milk, fresh cheeses, aged cheeses, local cheeses. So there's a wide variety that we have at the shop so that anyone who comes can find what they're looking for.
Okay. So now, when I think of a cheese pairing, I think of cheese and wine. Personally, beer? Why cheese and beer?
Well, I was all about cheese and wine for a really long time, too, and my background is much more in wine than beer. But it's as craft beer kind of evolves in our in our country, in our region, there are some great pairings to be found. And beer is actually a lot easier to pair with cheese than wine, mm-hmm. because with wine you often have one grape that has to work with a myriad of flavors and cheese. But when it comes to making beer, you have a lot of different ingredients that
plus
go into it.
Plus the hoppiness just work. Changes the cheese. Yeah. But there's a big controversy raging in the country,
yeah,
particularly for Super Bowl, and I want you to resolve it.
Yeah.
Stinky cheese or creamy cheese?
You
it's like boxers or briefs, you know.
You can do stinky and creamy. There's no need to choose.
I love okay. this.
No need to choose. Well, we have today, actually, I'm doing a regional Woo. Cheese and beer pairing.
Mm-hmm. It smells like the feet of a 12-year-old. It's terrible.
That
but
sounds
it's delicious.
Thank you. Doesn't that sound good? That makes it sound delicious.
We have a
12-year-old guy after he played around a basketball,
yeah.
right? This cheeses oftentimes are much more pungent in aroma than they are when you eat them. And that's the case with this cheese. It's actually pretty mellow when you taste it. We're doing today and for the whole week, we're doing a cheese bowl. So we're doing a Maryland cheese and beer representing the Ravens mm-hmm. versus a California cheese and beer representing the 49ers, and we'll see who wins next week.
Okay.
And the cheese you just tasted was our Maryland cheese.
Which one? This
it's
one?
It's called Monocacy Ash. It looks like Humboldt Fog from California, and it tastes somewhat similar.
Who does Monocacy? Is that
it's Cherry Glen Chevre.
Cherry Glen,
it's
okay.
in Boyds, Maryland, which is the closest cheesemaker to D.C.
Mm-hmm.
They have Thank solar you. Power. They're a farmstead cheese. They milk all their own animals to make cheese. This is a goat cheese. It's really bright and tangy. Mm-hmm. And it's
so we should pair these two.
Yeah, pair
and
these
so
two.
And so this is a Maryland awesome beer as well?
Yeah, it's a Maryland beer. It's from Stillwater. It's a gypsy brewer who used to be a DJ who now brews beer, and he brews all
wait,
over
wait,
the world.
Wait, what's a gypsy brewer?
So he doesn't have his own brewery.
Okay.
He uses space in lots of other breweries, oftentimes in Maryland, but he's done some in the Netherlands and in Belgium.
Mm-hmm.
This one is from Maryland. It's a Saison.
Okay.
And it has a nice bright zestiness that works well with the cheese.
It does work well yeah. with the cheese. Excellent.
And then our second cheese is...
Beer works well with everything.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, beer and cheese, the bubbles in beer really help cleanse the palate when you have cheese. Hops mm-hmm. are actually kind of an enemy of cheese. You want to go with a less hoppy beer and cheese, the same way that tannins... are an enemy in when it comes to wine. So for this cheese, it's called Vella Dry Jack.
I have lots of
Jack.
Liquid in front of me. Yeah. All of a sudden, I'm overwhelmed with liquid. There is lots
Cocktails
of liquid in front
beer.
Of me.
This is why people don't last long in radio, because you become an alcoholic.
Very quickly. People want to give you lots of food and lots of alcohol.
That's
nothing
right.
wrong with that.
Okay, so tell us about this one,
All
please.
Right, so this beer is a stone smoked porter. It's actually from Southern California, but it's a great winter beer. Rich. It has a little smokiness, but not too
it's
much.
It's bitter.
Chocolatey kind of notes to it. It pairs with this cheese.
What makes it smoky?
They smoke the malts when they make it.
Really?
Yeah. You can have a smoked beer from Germany called a Rausch beer that kind of tastes like a campfire. This one's a little bit more mellow. Mm-hmm. Just a little hint of that.
I remember I ate a campfire once.
So yeah. for Super Bowl,
mm-hmm.
what are you doing for people? Are you packaging this up for people so they can do it at their homes, or how are you helping people out?
Well, we have these two cheeses. Mm-hmm. Cordial has the two beers, so
okay.
you can definitely go ahead and do your own little mini cheese bowl at your house. We have a blue cheese dip that we made specially for today, and that we have recipe cards that you can make at home.
Cool.
And then we're also happy to help put together whatever, you know, suits your tastes.
So when people come to you, if they're like, I'm having a party and I want a bunch of cheeses, mm-hmm. do you help them coordinate? Because you should have certain cheeses at your table.
Yes. Well, we recommend about 3 to 4 cheeses. Any more than that and you get kind of overwhelmed.
Right.
You want to have a variety of textures, something creamy, something firm. You want to have a variety of flavors. And that's what we do all day, every day, is help people put together cheese plates for their events.
Excellent.
So, you're like a cheese psychologist.
Yeah.
diagnose
your cheese needs.
I love it. All right.
You're trying to wrap this up. I want your web address so that people who want to order online can get in touch with you.
We sell all of our class tickets online. You can definitely order those there. It's righteouscheese.com. We're on Twitter and Facebook at Righteous Cheese. And we're doing a promotion in February with Buffalo and Bergen and Rappahannock Oyster.
I just saw Gina punch you in the arm.
She was like, hey, don't forget. Yeah. What are you guys doing?
She punched me in the face and it reminded me.
Okay.
It's called Weekend Warm Up. And you can buy tickets online at righteouscheese.com. And you get a ticket where you start out at Righteous Cheese with a mini cheese and wine flight.
Mm-hmm.
Then you hop on over to Rappahannock and you get a half a dozen oysters and a glass of wine.
Yeah.
And you finish up at Buffalo and Bergen with a mini shake.
You
so
don't have to go outside.
It's like a progressive.
It's progressive. It's great for a little mini date. If you're heading out to 8th Street for dinner and you want to do something beforehand, it's on Thursdays in February. We're doing a limited run to start with and we're about half sold out.
Okay.
So I'd recommend doing it soon. If it goes well, then maybe we'll do some more in March.
I love that idea. That's brilliant.
Let's remind people, we're down live at Union Market. Come down have some fun and some food with Foodie and the Beast. We're going to be on till noon, so you got plenty of time to get down here. And then you got to stick around because they're doing a whole day of, I guess you call it Super Bowl prep. They're going to give you all kinds of ideas for how to mix up great cocktails and enjoy great cheeses, set your table, sandwiches, everything.
So
oysters.
We got you covered. All right, before we take a break, I just want to throw back to Gina for a sec. Gina, this drink is delicious. Will you remind me again what's in it?
So it's the Concord grape, a little bit of lemon, Smalls American Dry Gin, and then finished off with Shipyard Light. It's a craft beer.
It's really yummy.
And if you want to, I mean, you can buy the grape syrup at Buffalo Burger and do it at home for your party if you want.
I was going to ask you, do you sell your syrups?
Yep. Yes.
And how long do they last?
If you open it, you put it in your refrigerator, 6 months. If you keep it out of the refrigerator and on a shelf, probably a year.
Oh, wow. Okay, yeah. Very cool. All right, yeah. This is David and Nikki Nellis with Foodie and the Beast. We're going to take a quick break, but when we come back, we are still live at Union Market. We're here for another half hour. Mike Isabella is coming up. Siggy Hall is in from Iceland. We're talking to some great other vendors here.
Mike
who? Yeah, I'm sure you never heard of him. We've got a great show ahead. We'll be back in just a second.
Hi, this is O'Donna Matthews. What does 3 decades of service add up to? For the Capital Area Food Bank, it includes these important numbers. Distributing 25 million pounds of food to nearly 500,000 people through a network of 700 partner agencies. 30 years, it's a long time. But the mission continues to make sure that no one is left hungry. To learn more, contribute, or volunteer, visit capitalareafoodbank.org.
When every moment matters and a hand reaches out, when someone gives blood and a life is saved, that moment when heartbreak turns to hope, you're there through the American Red Cross. Every day, the Red Cross responds to nearly 200 neighborhood emergencies, and your support makes it possible. Use this moment to join us today. Visit redcross.org.
Hey, everybody, it's David and Nikki Nellis, Foodie and the Beast, and right now, this very moment, we are live at the fabulous Union Market doing our show. Come on down and see us, and then stick around afterward for a great day of seminars and demos and tastings, all to get you ready for the big game next week. So come on down and see us at the fabulous Union Market right here off of 5th Street Northeast, and then stick around for great fun after with more than 40 vendors right here under one roof at the fabulous Union Market. We'll see you soon.
Soon this little baby I'm singing to sleep will start to walk. Before I know it, I'll be dropping her off at school, beaming when she walks up to accept her diploma, or holding back tears as she takes those big steps down the aisle. But before she takes all those steps, she and thousands like her will need you to take yours. Join March for Babies to help make her steps possible.
March for Babies!
Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
We are back on Foodie and the Beast. We're live at the fabulous Union Market here on 5th Street Northeast. And we've got a business entrepreneur with us, as if they all aren't. Nate Anda and the Neighborhood Restaurant Group have just opened, I don't even know what to call it. It's a butchery.
It's called Red Apron Butchery.
No, it's Red Apron Butchery, but it's charcuterie, and it's a butcher shop, and it's sandwiches, and it's... Tell us more.
Our goal is to have people come in and be able to get everything they need to make dinner or breakfast or lunch, whatever. We have everything from fresh cuts to prepared sides, sauces, stocks, everything.
And you're making everything.
Everything that we sell is made by us.
All made by you.
There's a ribeye over there waiting for me.
So. I know what we're doing for dinner tonight.
4 pounds, I already cut it for you.
But you have so many other, I mean, your charcuterie, you've been at the farmers markets for a couple years now, selling your charcuterie, you know, for your pastrami. I mean, as you were getting ready to open up the market here at Union Market, what were you looking to do? Like, what did you have to refine?
I mean, it was more toning everything back than refining. It's like, over the last 4 years, we've probably made up to 120 plus different products.
Okay.
So last week when we opened, we had 79 different products in the case.
Is that too much?
It was too much.
Okay.
How did you get into it? Because I'm doing this from memory, so I may be wrong.
Chef.
You were an executive chef in restaurants.
Yep.
And now you're the king of charcuterie and butchering and meats. What turned you?
When I was at Tallulah, we used to get whole back. About 8 years ago, you couldn't get a local New York strip or a local ribeye. You had to buy the whole cow. If you wanted local pork chops, you had to get the whole pig. So you basically have to learn how to do, you know, everything when you have all the scraps. Mm-hmm. So
that's how it all started. All right, what are you doing for Super Bowl? What do we got here?
Well, today I brought you the muffalata sandwich.
Oh, my God, that's gorgeous.
I have a lot of experience with this.
So the bread is actually made by Tiffany. She's making
Tiffany
all the bread.
Buzz Bakery.
Mm-hmm. So it's a herb focaccia. It's got bologna, mortadella, smoked ham, and our salami and our olive spread on there.
This is a great thing for Super Bowl.
Yep.
This is a perfect sandwich for Super Bowl. So are you selling these?
We sell them made. You can buy them. It's actually, you can buy them by about a 4-ounce portion, or you can actually buy it by the inch.
Okay, cool. By the inch?
Mm-hmm.
So like that whole Subway foot-long thing? Is that?
Yeah, that's what we were looking at this morning.
Well, you know, in Rome, they have the Roman-style pizza, it's pizza by the inch.
Yeah.
So our goal is to have people be like, I want about 4 inches. So.
Very cool. So. Excellent.
Well, this is delicious.
Well, congratulations on the new space.
Thank you.
We're really excited for you. And you're doing a demo here today?
I am not doing a demo.
You're not doing a demo.
I'm watching everybody do
demos. You're going to be behind the counter?
Yep.
All right, well, we'll be over later to see you. We have to go.
No, we don't.
Yeah, we do.
All right, one last question.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
If we want to order, and we're remote, and you don't want to come down to Union Market because you want to do it, how do we do it? Through NRG or through you here?
You can call us here. You can email us or go off our website.
Which is?
RedApronButchery.com.
Okay.
Clever.
All right.
How are you?
Thanks, Dave. Thank you so much.
All right.
All right. We're going to say goodbye to Nate Anda. And next?
Dorian Brown.
Hey, Dorian. How are you?
How are you, man?
How you doing?
Dorian is with Neopal.
How are you?
Neopal just opened, am I right?
No, they've been here since the beginning.
Yes, we've been here since the beginning.
You don't know anything.
What do I know?
We've been in Baltimore for about 9 years.
Okay. So. Tell us a little bit. I mean, when we first saw your shop, when we came here, I mean, you have all these smoked fish. You've got all these fabulous things there. I mean, tell us a little bit about what Neopal's is.
Okay, well, Neopal, my mom started the business. Mm-hmm. She started smoking food at farmers markets about 20 years ago.
That just doesn't sound right.
Is that how you got the job, man? That's cheesy.
Yeah, well, like 5 years ago when I finished school, we came on and I became partners with my mom.
Good for you.
And I found out about D.C. and I was really big on getting out here. Mm-hmm. And she was with it too, so here we are.
Excellent.
That's it.
But what was her concept? I mean, how did she get into smoking foods? I mean, how did that happen?
Well, my mom's from Germany.
Okay.
And she went to school originally.
Mm-hmm.
So her background originally is in art. But she grew up in, you know, my grandmother was a big cook in the house, and she traveled a lot in Europe when she was younger. And she just came back with the skill set already. And she mixed that with her background in art and design.
Mm-hmm.
And the Neopal kind of came together.
Well, let me ask. There's cold smoking and hot smoking.
What's the difference? And what do you use for each?
So we're a hot smokery.
Okay.
And what that means is you're smoking at a higher temperature. Cold smoking depends a little bit more on your curing and things like that. So for your smoked locks and things like that, those are going to be cold smoked.
Okay.
We specialize in hot smoked salmon. So that comes out with a little bit of a flakier consistency.
So these are all hot smoked, these mussels that I'm about to eat right at
this
moment.
Yes.
So for Super Bowl.
Yeah, for Super Bowl.
Talk about what you think are some of the good things to put out. I mean, that platter you have, the mussels. Can you put it over here so the people over here can see it?
Yeah,
I mean,
sure.
This is such a good idea for a party. I love it.
All right.
And Maria is going to pass it.
And, you know,
that'll
fit into our trunk.
Okay, right, exactly. So, I mean, that's such a great idea. I would never think of doing smoked mussels as an appetizer or to put out for a party.
Oh, yeah. Well, we actually, the mussels are extremely popular at the shop.
Mm-hmm.
For the Super Bowl, which I'm excited about being a Ravens fan.
Okay.
All right, you're done now. You can leave. Get rid of him.
The smoked mussels are great because they're a finger food. You can just lay them out.
Mm-hmm.
You can come up with a little horseradish aioli or something to dip them in.
Right.
The smoked salmon, too. Since we use a hot smoked salmon, or since we make a hot smoked salmon, it has a flakier consistency, so you can just set it out with a serving fork, and you can just kind of break it off
it.
As it goes. Yeah.
And what about, do you make dips or anything with any of it, or you just feel the product is so pristine, you shouldn't mess with it?
No, we have a smoked salmon salad. A smoked whitefish salad, which is out of this world.
God.
Mm-hmm.
You have that back in the shop
right there, waiting for you right now.
I'll be there.
And we also have a smoked hummus, which is really good. So even at the football game, you're going to have
it. So what are you doing? You smoking the chickpeas?
We're smoking the chickpeas.
Wow.
And then making the hummus.
Whose idea was that? That's really different.
That was my mom, too. I can't really take credit for that one.
you're such
here.
A mama's boy.
Right. Oh, stop it.
Oh, my God. So where do you do all the work?
Our kitchen's in Baltimore.
Okay.
So everything is made there fresh. We deliver out here every day or every other day to D.C.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the drive's only 45 minutes when you're, you're leaving.
I just realized when we were down here a couple of weeks ago, I went to I had some.
We had the smoked salmon.
The smoked salmon. That's
it was
what
delicious.
It was,
it's really good.
Thanks.
Man.
So it's
this
terrific.
Is awesome.
The mussels are great, and they can be served warm, or you can let them come out to room temperature like those.
Well, I like that. You know, we have mussels. Nikki makes mussels a lot, but it's your typical.
No, I do very typical. I don't have a smoker, so I'll just have to buy.
I quit smoking. Sorry, can't help it.
No, it's all right, man.
So for people who haven't seen Neapol's yet, can you talk a little bit more about what you're serving over there so people get an idea of what else they can buy? Like, can you get lunch there or
yeah.
are there sandwiches?
So if you're thinking about lunch, you can come by and get one of our smoked salmon BLTs.
Mm-hmm.
We, of course, smoke the salmon and the bacon ourselves. You can do breakfast bagels with the Gravlax cream cheese.
Are you using Gina's bagels?
No, actually, we're getting some.
What?
Ooh, you're not using Gina's bagels?
You better run. She's right behind you, man.
If you want to take something home, we, of course, have all the salmons out there. They're topped differently. We have one with the Thai rub, the cracked peppercorn, herby Provence, mm-hmm. Candied cranberries.
Great.
So. You can take your pick.
No, right. I'm just looking at my script, which is covered with grease from everything I've
been eating. We want to thank you so much for joining us today.
This was delicious.
Everything is delicious. So great place to go. Tell people where they can find you online, please.
Sure. The website is neapolsmokery.com. And if you're on Twitter, it's neapolsmokery.
Excellent.
Or hash, however it goes.
He doesn't. Ask your mother.
Dorian, thank you so much.
All right, guys,
it was wonderful.
All right.
All right.
Next. We're running through it.
So we're Cordial Fine Wines. Come on up, boys. Boy.
Eric.
How about Eric?
Hi, Eric.
I didn't know who was coming up.
Oh.
Because I'm too busy eating. How are you? Nice to see you again.
Oh, a bag.
All right. Thank you. So I want to just remind everybody, we're down at Union Market. We're live and... The fun doesn't end when the show ends because they've got a whole day of getting you ready for the Super Bowl next week with cooking tips and entertaining tips and foods and wines and beers and oysters and sandwiches and bagels.
There's
and
so much
so,
here.
Yeah, this place is awesome. It
Insane.
Really is.
How are you?
So, hey, Eric, you are open. Is it open? Are you open?
We officially opened yesterday.
That's all you know.
Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, it's been a long, lengthy process, but we're finally here and ready to, start having the party.
Okay, well, tell people what about Cordial, what it is, and what they can find there.
Yeah, Cordial Fine Wine and Beers here at Union Market. We're focused on really independent, artisanally made fine wines and craft and microbrewed beers.
Mm-hmm.
And we have, really special relationships with a lot of small wineries and boutique importers and distributors. And we use those relationships to really help them come to market and help people enjoy what they have. So we don't really focus on the mass market side of the wine industry. And
mm-hmm.
so I think what's special about Cordial and also with Union Market is that you're really getting to try some new locally produced stuff. And
how do you find these people?
You know what? You have to drink a lot. And
that sounds terrible.
I know.
And
it's a horrible way to make a living.
I don't know if you notice our table, but we get a lot of that.
Yeah, yeah. So
this is my favorite thing in the whole world. I don't know if somebody told you, and that's why you brought it up.
No,
you
didn't.
This is Anchor's team.
Is
that a... San Francisco,
we had a kismet, yeah.
God, I love this.
Yeah, so for the do-it-yourself Super Bowl, we're doing a Super Bowl beer bust, and we're featuring some
at our
wines.
House?
Here at Union Market.
You know, Eric, you've always been my favorite.
I had a feeling I was already your favorite. But, we're featuring the Anchor's team, their flagship beer here from San Francisco,
mm-hmm.
and then we have some... Baltimore and local Maryland producers here as well.
So what's a Baltimore? Is DuClaw Baltimore?
It's actually out of Maryland, just right outside of it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that. Thank you.
This is the champagne of bottled beer, I say.
And
no, it's not.
Oh, I love it.
Do you Cheers. Think it's a champagne? Cheers. It's not the champagne.
It's pretty good.
It's pretty darn tasty.
It is tasty.
And,
I'm not going to disagree.
Well, we have to obviously share Anchor's team because, they really started the craft beer movement back in 1849.
All right.
German immigrants came and used that the steam production for all their brewing and distributing.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, they really set the lay of the land for all of our buddies here that are actually showing up.
So as you were opening up Cordial, were you looking, like, did you have to become an expert on all these beers? Did you know so much about everything already, or have you been learning along the way?
I've been actually in the wine industry for about 10 years now.
Okay.
And basically I got my feet wet on the distribution side, and then took a sort of a buying position over at what was then Cecile's Wine Cellar in McLean, Virginia, and
sure.
Now Chambered Cellar is one of the great little wine shops out there. If y'all get a chance to go and visit, they have some great selections too, but they were the ones who really sparked my passion for artisanally made and locally produced distributors and winemakers and importers like that. So it's you know, it's a language. You know, the more time you spend around it, I guess the more you kind of pick it up and know about it. But,
well, we have to take a quick break. But when we come back, I want to talk to you about how to get beers for Super Bowl, not just, you know, for a more refined palate, so to speak. Because I think more and more people are looking for more than just your classic Budweiser. You know, people are looking at craft artisan
She's
beers.
Looking right at me.
I am. I mean, you know.
But it's a question of what you pair with what you're serving.
Right. Yeah, so I think it would be great to talk about what's the best thing to serve for your Super Bowl party. So we're going to take a quick break.
Okay.
This is David and Nikki Nellis with Foodie and the Beast. We are talking beers live at Union Market, and I have a camera in my face. It's very uncomfortable. And we will be back.
Well, it's
in
not
just
on
a...
your face. It's just in your face.
Yes.
No, put it in mine, baby.
Okay. We'll be back in just a sec.
The men and women of our National Guard and Reserve Forces are working hard on the battlefield and here at home. Employer support of the Guard and Reserve is working just as hard for them. For over 36 years, ESGR has paved the way for greater understanding between our Guard and Reserve Forces and their civilian employers, promoting a culture where all American employers support and honor the military service of their employees. Together, we all serve. To learn more, visit www.esgr.mil.
There are those who dedicate themselves to a sense of honor, to a life of courage, and a commitment to something greater than themselves. They have always defended this nation and each other. They still do. The few, the proud, the Marines.
Welcome to today's lottery drawing. And today's winning numbers are not yours, not yours, and another number that's not yours. And the final number is not yours.
When it comes to having money, don't rely on luck. Brew your own coffee at home instead of buying that latte. Brown bag it to work instead of ordering it. Go to feedthepig.org for more free ideas on how to save.
Feedthepig.org.
This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
I love my husband, but I didn't realize our difficulties had to do with his drinking. Our pastor suggested I go to Al-Anon family groups. I didn't think I would be comfortable, but I decided to try a meeting. The Al-Anon meeting really opened my eyes. Are you troubled by someone's drinking? You might be surprised at what you could learn in an Al-Anon family group meeting from people just like you. Call 1-888-4-ALANON.
We are back on Foodie and the Beast. We're live down at Union Market. Shall I say the fabulous Union Market off of 5th Street Northeast. Quickly, I just want to thank the folks that make this show possible, because without you, we're sitting at home on Sunday mornings picking the kids up from Sunday school. So, of course, the people at Eden's and Union Market, thank you. Georgetown Bagelry, the Neighborhood Restaurant Group, that's Rustico, Evening Star, Tallulah Vermilion, Buzz Bakery, Columbia Firehouse, Birch and Barley, and Church Key, and now Red Apron Butchery.
That's correct.
Yeah. The two founding farmers, Farmer Fisher and Baker, which is down at Georgetown Harbor, all the Black's restaurants.
Yes.
And Jeff Black and Barbara Black, who are nice people.
And Post.
And we're back talking Cordial Fine Wine. So we got about a minute and a half. What do people want to know as far as how to order up with you for Super Bowl?
Yeah, so we're doing 10% off Ankerstein beers, our buddies.
What? 10% off Ankerstein?
Ankerstein cases of beer.
I'll take 20 cases.
What is back up the truck.
What is Resurrection? What is that?
The Resurrection is actually from a local brewery out of Baltimore, Brewer's Art.
We're going to give it a shot right now.
And it's a cool little UK bitter style, but also a brown ale. And, yeah, give Mike some there.
Just pass it on to Mike.
Yeah.
Look at Mike. He's set.
He'll eat anything. Perfect. All right, okay.
This is how I get him here. I bribe him.
Yeah, so in the Super Bowl theme, obviously, so we got beers from Baltimore, Brewer's Art. Our buddies out at the Heavy Seas people, it used to be Clipper City, now they're Heavy Seas. Their Winter Storm Seasonal Ale, nice, delicious caramel malts. And then the Hellraiser out of Maryland as well here. That's also one of their flagship staples. It's an IPA, great bitters to it. And I really think, you know, if you're going to pair some of these beers, you got to do it with some burgers, you know. And we're actually also running a promotion with Harvey's. If, you know, you go buy their burgers, you get discounted there, and then come grab your beers from us, and you get another 10% off.
Oh, terrific.
Cool.
That's a nice deal.
Yeah.
All right.
Or another 5% off.
All right. What are you online?
We are www.cordialwine.com.
Clever.
And well, and I just want to say, you're not just clearly beers. You are serving, you also have lots of wine.
We, we have a lot of fine wines. And this weekend, we were doing the Super Bowl Beer Bust here. And then next weekend, February 1st, actually, is going to be our grand opening.
Okay.
And we have a winemaker out of Willamette Valley. She's going to come and pour some of her Pinots.
Fabulous.
And we're going to have some of our other distributors.
I'm willing to dress in a Speedo and swim around in a tub of beer if you'd like that.
If that's what does it for you.
Does anybody want that? Go ahead.
No?
No, thanks.
I've been turned down every time.
Well, congratulations on your opening.
Cheers.
Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Yeah, thanks for speaking with us.
And we'd love to have you back and talk more wines and beers with you at another time.
Yeah, I'd love that too.
All right, thanks.
Cheers.
And speaking of swimming around in a tub of beer.
Or gin.
Because the only other person I know who likes to do that with me is
Mike Isabella.
The top chef and a top swimmer. Ziggy, come on in here. So, Nick, why don't you take it away?
All right. Well, so years ago, I was very fortunate. Salt and Sundry over here, Amanda McClements and I got to go to Iceland with a group of D.C. chefs, and we were escorted by Ziggy Hall, who is the chef in Iceland, and he is in town today, along with Mike Isabella, who many of you know from his Top Chef fame, but if you're a local here in D.C., you know him for all of his fabulous restaurants. He's got Graffiato, Bandolero, and in a couple of months, Capnos and G.
And he is continental man about town, a night owl. What time did you get home last night, pal?
I don't remember.
I talked to your wife, so I know. 4 a.m.
Oh, my God.
You're a dead man.
You didn't know she told you that?
Of course she did.
Shit.
She cop?
No wonder. You can't say that on air. Okay, Mike is now banned from being on Foodie and the Beast.
All right, when the FCC calls, call him, not me. All right, so let's talk about sips and sups.
Ziggy, let's talk about why you're in town today. Let's start with you.
Well, I'm here for this event.
Uh-huh, sips and sups.
Sips and sups, and I'm doing Icelandic menu. I'm cooking with my good friend Jeff Buben from Idalia.
Uh-huh.
And the Woolworths table, so that's why I'm in town. And I'm brought in by Iceland Air, participate in it, fly me in.
Mm-hmm.
The Icelandic producers give us some Icelandic lamb and some fish and some Arctic char from our own fish farm.
I was going to say, you can't really say lamb in here because you got Border Springs. You know, Craig gets really competitive.
His hat just turned around backwards.
Look at him. He's spinning right now. His head's spinning.
Look at him.
He's like Icelandic lamb.
Yeah. Well, there's no competition.
So when lambs...
We are so small.
When the lambs see you coming in Iceland, do they go, Siggy, like that? Let's talk about... This is a big fundraiser for Martha's Table and for DC Central Kitchen.
It
it's
is.
Unique because it's not often that nonprofits can get together and share in the rewards, really, of a joint effort, and it's a huge effort.
Yeah.
We went to SIPS last night at the museum, and there there had to be 500 people there.
Yeah, it was packed last night. It was awesome. And it is very special that the two, you know, people who do very similar fundraising for their things come together and raise money.
Isn't that word similar?
Yeah, that's what I said.
Very similar.
That's Jersey style.
I know.
It's Jersey style.
But wait a second. So I think it's important for people who don't know what Sips and Sups is that this is an event put together by Alice Waters, Joan Nathan, Jose Andre. They got some of the biggest chefs in the world,
I don't know,
like two sitting here, to come and cook and raise money for DC Central Kitchen and Martha's Table, two incredible organizations in the city. So, Mike, you were cooking tonight with Vic Albisu.
Yep.
Who we love, and you're going kosher.
I'm going kosher.
Funny,
tonight.
You know, you don't look Jewish.
You don't look Jewish.
I'm gonna do a little blessing. You know?
Oh, great. I'm turning over in my synagogue.
I want to know how you're cooking. Like, what are you guys gonna do, and why?
I mean, we had to buy all new, you know, like brand new pots and pans, knives, cutting board. Everything was like you know, whatever. And then they sent a lamb over, you know, that was blessed. And,
right.
Don't do it in quotes. They're blessed.
They're blessed. Okay.
Blessed. When a priest does it, they're blessed. And when a rabbi does it, they're in quotes blessed.
When I do it, it's in quotes. We're doing a vegetarian dish, and then we're going to do a lamb dish. And we're actually making a baklava with margarine.